Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new week of broadcast on the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us, not only today, but every day this week, as we continue our tradition of bringing you beautiful Christian music and inspiring preaching and teaching from the Word of God, as preached by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Today and all of this week, we continue our study of Bible doctrine, concentrating on the doctrine of salvation. But right now, let's hear "Come Thou Almighty King," and then the message.
Come Thou Almighty King, help us Thy name to sing, help us to praise, Father all glorious, O'er all victorious, come and reign over us, Ancient of days. Come Thou incarnate Word, gird on Thy mighty sword, our prayer attend, come and Thy people bless, and give Thy word success. Spirit of holiness, on us descend. Come, Holy Comforter, Thy sacred witness bear. In this glad hour, Thou who almighty art, now rule in every heart, and ne'er from us depart, Spirit of power. To Thee, Great One, highest praises be, hence evermore, Thy sovereign majesty, may we in glory see, and to eternity love and
now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Lead us, kind Heavenly Father, as we study today in Jesus' precious name. Amen. For several broadcasts in the series, we've been studying salvation and Bible doctrine concerning salvation. Now, the word is used 44 times in the New Testament, and today I'm going to read the last three verses that use the word salvation. Let me review briefly. In Luke, we find the word salvation five times. In John 1, Acts 5, Romans 4 times, 2 Corinthians 5 times, Ephesians 2 times, Philippians 3 times, in 1 Thessalonians 2 times, 2 Thessalonians 1, 2 Timothy 1, Titus 1, Hebrews 6, 1 Peter 3 times, 2 Peter 1 time, Jude 1 time, and we talked about that yesterday, the common salvation. And then today I'm going to read in Revelation the three verses that contain the word salvation, and these are the last three in the Bible. Revelation 7:10, 12:10, and 19:1. Now here's the first one. Revelation 7 and verse 10, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. Now, who is it crying? John sees in the Spirit a great multitude, verse 9, a great multitude which no man could number, a multitude made up of all nations, kindreds, people, tongues, and they stood before God, before the throne, and before the Lamb, and these people, this great multitude that no man can number, they are clothed with white robes, they have palms in their hands, and they're crying with a loud voice, salvation to our God, salvation to our God. Let me point out something today that most of us do not think of often. These people, and of course, these are souls saved out of the great tribulation period. This great number of all kindred, peoples, nations, they come out of great tribulation. They are saved through the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom. They believe the gospel, and hearing the gospel brings saving faith. Believing the gospel brings saving faith. Now let me say what I was going to say. We don't think of it often. I don't think of it often. I think of Jesus, and I love Jesus, and you love Jesus if you're saved. But beloved, God saves us. God saves us through the finished work of Jesus, and God saves us for Christ's sake. Now, I don't know whether you understand what I'm talking about or not. It was God who so loved. It was God who sent His Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Now, I'm not mean. Listen, don't you ever think that I mean, and what I'm saying, don't you take it to mean that Jesus did not want to come and that Jesus rebelled. No, no, but it was God the Father who so loved that He gave Jesus the Son. God sent His Son into the world. God set Him forth to be a propitiation for our sins, and God saves us for Jesus' sake. Ephesians 4, read verses 30 and right on down through verse 33. Ephesians 4, God saves us for Jesus' sake. 1 John 3, God forgives us for Jesus' sake. Now you hear me and listen to me very carefully. God Almighty, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is the author and He is the finisher of our salvation through the finished work of His only begotten Son, cried with a loud voice, salvation to our God. Our God has provided salvation, and God is the only one that can provide salvation. The text that I've used on many, well, of course, for these broadcasts on Bible doctrine and salvation, Psalm 3:8. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Jonah 2:9, salvation is of the Lord. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It is not God's will that any perish, but that all come to repentance. Now, this great multitude are so grateful for their salvation, they cry out with a loud voice, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. Then, of course, if you read the following verses, they identify this great multitude. The following verses identify the great multitude that said salvation to our God. Now then, we read in the next time, in chapter 12, verse 10, the next time that the word is used in Revelation, chapter 12, verse 10, heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come a salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. All right, now what's he talking about? We find in chapter 12 of Revelation, We see the woman, and of course that's Israel. Then we see Satan, the dragon, Satan. And then we see the man-child, Jesus. And then the archangel. There is war. Michael and his angels fight against Satan and his angels. And of course, the dragon is cast out. And then John heard a loud voice. Now, John is hearing this in the spirit, but it will occur literally. Just as he saw the great multitude in chapter 7, in the spirit, they will literally appear before God. All right, I heard a loud voice saying, in heaven now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God. Now, what does it mean? Does it mean that God is just now saving souls? No. It means that salvation is complete. Now, wait, I said back yonder several broadcasts ago in the Bible Doctrine series, I said that salvation is progressive. Redemption is instantaneous. Redemption. We are redeemed in a split second. The split second that you believe on Jesus and exercise faith in the finished work, the shed blood of the Lamb of God, you are redeemed from the penalty of sin. You are redeemed from the wages of sin. But salvation is progressive. We are saved from the penalty of sin when we believe. We are kept from the power of sin as we exercise faith and walk by faith. Day by day, we are saved from the power of sin. And then, when Jesus comes in the rapture, we will be saved from the very presence of sin. And we will receive our glorified bodies in which we will dwell and praise God throughout the ceaseless ages of the unending eternity. So salvation is come, strength is come, and the kingdom of our God is come, and the power of Christ is come, and the accuser of the brethren, the devil, is cast down. As long as the devil is loose, there can be no millennium or peace on earth and goodwill toward men. But one glorious day, the accuser of the brethren will be cast down. He will be put into the lake of fire. He will be sealed for 1,000 years. Then there will be peace on earth, and there will be goodwill toward men. But not until then. Now, the last mention of the word salvation, the last use, I should say, the last time it is used, is what I want to say, is in Revelation 19 and verse 1. After these things, after the horrible tribulation period, after the scarlet woman is defeated and Babylon is destroyed, After these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, hallelujah, 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 salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. Hallelujah unto the Lord our God. Now why is the great multitude shouting and praising God? Why? Because Satan has been defeated. He is put in the pit. Satan is bound. The beast is in the lake of fire. The false prophet is in the lake of fire. The armies of Christ have been defeated. The city of Babylon is destroyed, and the scarlet woman is defeated, and the saints of God are about to reign. And the marriage of the Lamb is about to occur, and Jesus is about to appear in the sky, riding upon a beautiful white horse, and millions and tens of millions and hundreds of millions of saints will be riding with him on beautiful white horses. You believe that, preacher? Why shouldn't I? Why should I do anything but believe it? Have you ever seen a spiritual horse? Should I spiritualize these horses? I believe what the Bible says. You can say I'm narrow. You can say I'm fanatical. That doesn't bother me at all because I believe the Bible. I just believe what the Bible says. And I believe there will be hallelujahs and praises to God in that hour. And they said, much people said, salvation and glory and honor and power unto our God. Now you listen to me very carefully. Listen to me very carefully. God is almighty. God is all powerful. And Satan can go only as far as God Almighty allows. But my friend, the devil is the prince of the power of the air. The devil is the god of this age. And in 1 John 5, we read the whole world lieth in the wicked one. That is, the whole world lieth in the lap of the devil. You know as well as I know that the masses on earth today do not love God. You know that. You know it as well as I know it. The masses, there are many who love God, but the masses do not love God. The majority of rulers hate God. The majority of men in power hate God. But there is a day coming when all of the angels and all of the saints will praise God and say glory to God, and they will honor and worship God, and He's worthy of all of our honor and all of our worship. And that's the last time the word salvation, S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N, that word, that's the last time it's used in the Bible. A great multitude, much people in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. And He's worthy. Now turn, please, to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now here is the verse that I was leading up to. I read that one to get the connection. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, watch it now, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Yes, he endured it. He didn't enjoy it. He didn't enjoy the cross. He endured the cross. He despised the shame. He did not glory in the shame. He despised the shame. He endured the cross. He despised the shame because of the joy that was set before him, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your minds. Ye have not resisted unto blood. You have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Now here's what I want you to see. God Almighty is the author of eternal life. God Almighty is the author of saving faith. God Almighty is the author of salvation. And not only is He the author, He is the finisher. He is the beginner. He is the one who continues, and He is the end. He is all in all, and in Christ we are complete. You can't save yourself. You can't keep yourself saved. And you cannot live a life that will permit you to stand before God's holiness and hear God say, well done. The only way that you will ever be saved is to receive the gift of God. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. Paul said to the Corinthian believers, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. There are no words in any language that can describe the gift of God. There are no words that can describe the gift of God, His only begotten Son. God is the author. He is the beginner. He is the finisher. And He is everything between. We are saved by God's grace. When one believes, when one receives Jesus, God gives power. John chapter 1 verse 12. We are kept by the power of God. 1 Peter chapter 1. And the Spirit that raised up Jesus will also quicken or raise up our mortal bodies. That is, this mortal must put on immortality, and it will be the Spirit of God, the power of God, that changes these vile bodies and fashions this body like unto his glorious body in that first resurrection. The thing that I want you to see, if you forget everything I've said today, if you forget every word I've said today, I want you to remember that God Almighty loved us. It was God who loved. And we love God because God first loved us. Don't forget that. It was God who gave his only begotten Son. It was God who sent Jesus into the world. It was God who set him forth to be a propitiation for our sins. And don't you ever forget that God Almighty saves us. And the reason God saves us is for Jesus' sake. Here it is. Be kind one to another. Be tender-hearted. Forgive one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. God, for the sake of Christ, God, for the sake of his Son, hath forgiven you. Now that's in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32. Ephesians 4 and verse 32. Now in 1 John chapter 2, I said 3 a little bit ago, John 2, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his, Jesus' name's sake. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for Jesus' name's sake. 1 John 2 and verse 12. I said, God is the author. God is the finisher of our faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to God. No wonder the verse that mentions salvation the last time in the Bible puts that word in the midst of praises and hallelujahs. Hallelujah for God. Hallelujah for God's love. Thank you, Father, for loving us. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for allowing Jesus to take my place and die in my stead. Thank you, Father. Save many souls today for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again. I hope you are enjoying listening to the program and learning from the teaching of Dr. Green, and I'm sure you are. And to help you continue with your journey of learning about the Bible, we always put together a special gift offer for each week. Now, the one we have now is in honor of Mother's Day. Of course, Mother's Day just passed, and we wanted to honor our mothers, and this is the second week of this offer. We'll continue for one more week after this. It contains two books and a DVD and a soul-winning booklet that I know you will enjoy looking at. And all of this is available to you in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $15 or more. Now, if you can send $20, $25, or even more, I urge you to do so because your donations keep the Gospel Hour on the air. But if you can send a donation of at least $15 and ask for our Gift Offer S, that's what we call it, Gift Offer S, then I'm going to send you first the soul-winning booklet, What Does It Mean to Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? Now, this booklet good to read it, but then what it really is for is to hand out or mail out, distribute, so that the unsaved can see the book and read it. Now, why is it in the Mother's Day offer? Because it was written by my mother, and it has become one of the most asked for soul winning booklets that we have. I'll tell you how to order quantities for use there in your community. Then we have a book by Billy Sunday, and everyone knows who he is. The book is entitled Mother's Sermon. It's really just one sermon, 31 pages long. There are also several photos of Pastor Sunday and his family. A wonderful sermon for Mother's Day. Then we have the DVD, a two DVD set on my father and mother's journey to the Holy Land. It is called Missionary Journey to the Holy Land, and my dad and mom went there along with some missionaries back in March 1952. It's a two DVD set. Finally, Heavenly Pearls of Truth from God's Word. 12 messages written by my mother for the Gospel Hour News newspaper, 141 pages long. I know you'll enjoy each special message. So to get all of this great material, just ask for Gift Offer S and send your gift of at least $15. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.